That's right. Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. This is Second Date Update. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, y'all. We got Keisha.
Hey, good morning, Keisha. How you doing, baby?
I'm good. I got to tell y'all about my boyfriend, y'all.
Okay. What's the lowdown?
So we've been together for a whole year, right?
A whole year.
This man ain't paid for nothing. And, you know, like, he one of them guys, he a real pretty boy, right?
Okay.
So it's kind of like he was like a mix between Chris Brown and Michael B. Jordan. And I understand, like, he real cute. Like, he real fine. All my friends are jealous of me and everything. And I just kind of feel like to keep him with me, like, I feel like I should really, like, cater to him or whatever. But, I mean, that might not be right. But that's just how I feel, you know? And I'm just kind of tired of doing that because I just feel like at the end of the day, he really don't appreciate me. He's everything that I ever wanted. Like, he cooked for me. He cleaned for me. He takes my dog on a walk. Like, he does everything. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, but it's just like he literally just does not pay for anything, you know?
Wow. So, Keisha, in other words, he's the example of like what the dudes would call a bad bitch.
My ex. He like my ex. Yeah. Just wants to sit around the house a little pretty.
He wants to be kept. That's what it is.
Yeah, like he want to be taken care of.
Like, wow. How'd you end up with a dude like this, girl?
Girl, I don't know. I guess the looks got to me, you know. And like,
wow.
I said, he's not a bad dude. Like, he a good dude. He just don't pay for nothing.
Listen, hold on. When we call your boyfriend, what do you want us to do? Are you breaking up with him or what?
I just wanna get a clarification as to why he doesn't contribute nothing.
You want some money back?
I still love him, like I said, but I feel like that's just a minor bump in our situation.
All right, well, we're going to figure it out. We're going to understand why he doesn't feel like he has to pay for anything, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. What's his name?
His name is Rock.
Okay.
Rock. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to get Rock on the line, like Mo said. Don't say nothing. We got you, all right?
All right.
Okay, so obviously, this man needs to start paying for something. Maybe it was how he was raised. I don't know what he's about to have to say.
You can't just say that because you don't know how she came to him.
At what point do you get a woman to pay for everything? I need to
make
that.
At the point a woman offers to pay for everything. It happens all the time. Hey, women call me and be with like, oh, you with the old girl, but is she doing this? I do this and that.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. May I speak with Rock, please?
It is Rock.
Hey, Rock, how you doing, brother? This is Streets Morning Takeover, Young Job, More Quick and Shout. You got a few seconds to talk?
Yeah.
Hey, man, we want to hire you to do a fashion show for the radio station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we're kidding. That's actually our comedian. We have a morning show, okay? And on our show, we take calls, and someone has called us looking for you. Rock, are you familiar with your girlfriend, Keisha?
Yeah. Are y'all calling me about her?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're calling you about Keisha, bro. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? What happened?
Well, you know what? Let's say it like this. We have a segment on the show called Second Date Update, Rock. And basically, man, Keisha said, look, you everything she ever hoped for in a man, everything she ever wanted in a man.
She said you don't want to work, dude. She said you want to sit around, you're going to look all cute, and you don't want to work, bro.
All right. So she did say these things. Is it true? Yes or no?
I mean, it depends. It's levels to what we're saying. I mean,
it's levels. It's explain.
I mean, you got to think. Yeah, you know, she take care of everything, but it's a 50-50 thing, you know, we a team, you know what I mean? I keep everything together at the crib, you know, and I make sure she look good. I make sure I look good on her. And wow. She take care of me.
Okay.
Interesting.
Can you describe Keisha for us?
No, describe yourself.
No. Describe none of the above. I would like for you to tell us why you think this is acceptable.
Well, I mean, if it was a female the other way around, we wouldn't be having this conversation, would we?
Yes, that's exactly why we are asking you why you think it's acceptable, because you're not a female, and that's the only thing I'm...
But if I was with a female that looked as good as me, I'd be taking care of her, and we wouldn't be talking.
Okay, so slow down before you say that, because we do actually have Keisha on the line. We didn't tell you that, but she heard that comment. Keisha?
Why you got the radio station?
Okay, so that's how you feel? You feel like I'm ugly or something?
It ain't even about that. Like, why you acting like this?
What do you mean it's not about that? You just said that.
I told you when we first started getting together, like, this is a team thing. You saw my ex-girlfriends. You saw all the girls I used to mess with, and you saw the level that they be at. And you want me to maintain myself, be where I'm at right now, the level I'm at right now, without some compensation? Come on now.
What?
Wow. Ooh. Keisha, how are you feeling right now, babe, hearing all this?
I feel like I just wasted a whole year of my time. Like, aww. I think you're just with me so I can pay and I can fund your lifestyle. Because that's disrespectful. You've been here with me for a whole year. Is that what, have you been cheating on me? Because that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you ain't even satisfied.
We go out. Actually, I do everything that y'all females claim y'all don't get. So, I mean, really, what we talking about?
Oh, man. So, Keisha, do you feel like that's a fair trade if he's cooking and cleaning and you're taking care of him? And even though he may not feel like you're up to par with what he's used to having, you think that's a fair trade?
No, because I'm broke. I'm going broke. I don't have any money.
Wow. Like, that's crazy.
You done broke the girl, boy.
So in about another month or two, we ain't going to have, ain't gonna be nothing for me to take care of.
Okay, so.
We don't have a conversation at that point.
Well, you might. Let me chime in. Maybe you shouldn't let it get to that point, Rock. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to get in y'all business. I'm just trying to help y'all business, okay? I just want to know, man, are you, you know, I guess willing to make a change or put forth an effort to see that y'all are successful in y'all relationship?
Nah, ain't no change. He just sat here on the radio and said that I'm not up to par to his standards. Like, that's terrible.
But, you know, it's about a good heart, too. It ain't all about
No, it ain't about no good heart. I like the heart,
you know what I mean?
Ooh. Okay, well, here it is. I guess, is that a no? You don't want nothing to do with him no more, Keisha?
Nah,
I'm good. All right, so, it don't even matter, Rock.
He got the right name. He dumb as a rock.
Hey, man, we tried to hook y'all up on behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. Y'all would not be getting this $50 gift card, which probably could have went towards some of your bills or maybe towards some more Rock makeup or clothes, something like that. Hey, y'all call us up 443-520-945. Let's talk about this second date update. It's pretty interesting. I wonder how many people out here going through this right now.